League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am on remote. There's guys out there in studio. If you're on Twitch or YouTube, you can see that. We will have a way going forward, as I go back and forth from Los Angeles, to have me on video as well. So those of you that missed my face this morning, I apologize. But I'm sure that is the case. That is the case, especially Twitch. They're such nice people, and they really, really enjoy watching us. I don't know why every morning those same people.
I've got news for you. They don't really watch. It's just a chat room at this point where they talk to each other.
That's all it is. And we just happen to be there.
Yeah, okay. No. It's just a chat room we've created where they talk, and occasionally a lot of them will mute the show. Like, you can tell who's listening and who's not. So, like, about 60% of them don't even listen.
Right. They say, what did he say? Did he say something?
What? Yeah, what are y'all talking about? Yeah, yeah. So that's the case. What's John's first, like, when are we going to notice something different about John when he's in L.A.? Like, what do you think his first move physically where we look on camera like, is it going to be a necklace with shells? Like, that's kind of played out, but is it going to be, like, is the hair officially going to start being slicked back, or?
I slick it back.
Is he just going to grow a soul patch underneath the bottom lip?
I don't think it'll be something aesthetic, like, to his face. I think we'll start to see changes in attire.
Oh, yeah.
We will
when she's in LA, she's going to say, you know what, the guys here, oh, tight shirts. We're going to see really tight shirts on.
And then, she already did the pants, like, were heels, like they're culottes. We've already gone through this.
You can get them back out.
And I think at some point, John's going to stop talking about tee times and start talking about the surf. Like, he's gonna come on, however we set up with the surf, one of those ponchos on, those surf ponchos, because he's raring to go. Because the show will start at 5 o'clock there. He'll be out by 8, and he's heading to the beach.
Yeah, I can see that. Eric Layden does that.
Yeah, I can see.
Surfs up.
I can see a board in the background at some point.
Yeah.
He'll just have his board ready to go, all waxed and ready to go. I feel like John's going to become an aquatic guy.
But Wendy is going to change the way you dress. Once she sees how guys in L.A. dress, that's how you've
got to
dress.
It's got to fit in.
Are you guys done?
Your shirts are about to get a whole lot tighter, Johnny.
Are you two done yet?
See, I don't know about tight.
You don't think tight?
I think maybe Wendy will say, John, I need you to be trend a little younger. So I think at some point.
Or she could get rid of him.
Well, I mean, it's always up for discussion.
That's up for debate.
Yeah.
Are you two done?
No.
Is this over?
Not particularly.
Are you done, Del? Keep
he's
going.
He's not here, so I can always pull down his mic.
Oh, okay, point, yeah.
He wants to interrupt us. What about, you think he'll go more surfer or skater? What do you think? He won't skateboard, but maybe he'll go to, like, Zoomies or go to Vans. Vans and buy shoes from them. What do you think?
I can see him getting some Vans, but I still think he's just going to keep trending more towards towards the Louis and the that's kind of the classic
stuff.
Look.
Okay.
Yeah, the designer stuff will probably go a little harder in the paint on.
So
the designer
I know stuff. This. I've already floated this by my wife. I'm not going to get a car. I'm just going to get a bike, and I'm going to ride around, and I'm going to put my golf clubs on the back, on my back, and,
yeah.
and ride around like it's a backpack.
I like
and,
that.
And ride to the course like that. That
yeah.
Or just Uber everywhere.
I'm I like Darryl, that for you.
Daryl Morey. No car, just Uber.
What'd your wife think about that?
She said, no, that's stupid. You're not going to do that because you'll want my car every day. So, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be part of the smog and all that stuff out
Wait,
there.
Wait, they're not providing a driver and a car for her? What kind of crappy operation
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, that's not what I saw in news. What's the one with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon?
The Morning Show?
Yeah, the Morning Show.
What? Well, no, they just shipped her car. She's got her own car. She's okay. She's doing okay with her car. And they shipped it, and it'll get there tomorrow or the next day. Yeah.
So, are they shipping your car?
Yeah, they will do. And as a matter of fact, I talked to Patrick Chastain. He's got a charger for me that I can bring with me, and I think I'm going to bring my.
I was going to say I did not want you running out of electricity there in Arizona. That would be unfortunate.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
He's not driving.
Oh,
there.
I'm not driving. They're shipping the car.
No, I was going to say they're shipping it now. But if you had to drive it, that would have been a nightmare for you,
dude. I would run out of it by San Antonio.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
The slower you drive, the more miles you get. So I don't get nearly as many miles as I should. So yeah, if you drive slowly and nicely, then you're going to get more miles. You can get up to like 300 miles. I can't do that. I never get near that. I get about 220. So because I drive a little.
Do you lose miles to the gallon when you're running through red lights? Is that part of the equation too?
No, he saves. There's no stop start for him.
Oh, okay.
It's the same running through red lights with an electric car.
No stop start.
It's the same. So you just you lose more when you're running. It doesn't matter. It depends on how fast you go, not how many laws you break.
Well, you go pretty fast. So I'm just trying to figure out
how
much
I've made that drive
charge
before.
Is affected.
I've made the drive from, at the time, it was Austin to Los Angeles and back from Los Angeles to Austin. I made that in college when I was going to pick up my my friends. I went with my friend's dad and to his sister was living in L.A. and we're going to get her and bring her back. And my gosh, that is the longest.
I did Phoenix to Lafayette
ever. Yeah, Phoenix that's probably about the same, probably similar distance. Maybe not quite as long, but yeah, it's just getting through Texas is. You cannot get out of Texas.
I thought
it's
impossible. I'm in El Paso. I'm almost there. It was another 700 miles.
No, you're not even close.
Right. So that was that's the worst. I'll never do that again. No, they're gonna bring the truck, and so we're gonna. I'm not changing styles. Okay.
It's easy for you to say now. You're not even living there yet.
I'm wearing my golf attire on a daily basis. I'll be playing golf. And wearing my golf attire.
This is a man who changes attire depending on what his favorite coach is doing.
Or his favorite exec.
Oh, Alonzo, Cleveland Browns guy. I'm going to wear Cleveland Browns
gear.
Just you wait. You're adaptable.
Wendy told me to wear this. We're not trusting you.
Yeah, he's
you're
going
to wear
Wendy.
Whatever you're told to wear. You're not even allowed in this conversation.
That's been the
At this case point, you're like a doll. You're like a John doll instead of a Ken doll. Well, she gets to dress you up.
Okay, so
an American boy doll?
He's an American boy doll.
How much clothes do you think in the closet I bought for myself?
Not much.
No, next to nothing.
You get them for free?
Just golf shirts, or she buys them for you? Just golf shirts that I get at tournaments. Nothing do I have in my closet.
The stuff you get forced into wearing at the Houston Sports Award is not what you're going to get forced into wearing in L.A. They're going to be different things. Don't you worry.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen. I'm my own man, okay? I'm the boss of what I wear. So
Wendy told me to wear these shoes. You've said that so many times to us.
She's on her way to the airport right now, I think.
Wendy, if you're 713-780-3776, it's not the best in terms of the signal today.
What's the matter? Oh, we got
a storm. Just, it's just a
bad storm. You know, go to 97.9.
Yeah.
That's where you go.
Like I said, I can't.
97.9. Yeah. Wait for the HD2 to come up. because it takes a couple of seconds. My buddy Martin, he goes, I went to the HD2 and it didn't come up, so I it doesn't work. And I'm like, did you wait a couple seconds? Because it takes a couple. And then I'm in his car. Oh, look, it works. And you just have no patience whatsoever. 97.9, go to the HD2 station and just hit +1, and you're there, and here we go. And you got the signal that is incomparable. It's the greatest signal. It's the best signal in the world. It doesn't get any better than this signal. So 97.9 HD2 is what you're looking for.
So yesterday, the Mariners are in a massive slide right now. Well, yeah, I mean, they're in a massive slide for the whole month. And they brought in an old nemesis of our Houston Astros, Mr. Randy Arozarena, was traded to the Seattle Mariners for a couple of minor leaguers, Adam Smith and Brody Hopkins, plus a player to be named later. And Randy Arozarena, hopefully they don't trade for Aroldis Garcia next, but old Randy Arozarena is now a Mariner. They needed to do something. So
yeah. Well, and I don't understand the Rays. The Rays are right there. I think they're a game behind Seattle for the wild card. Why are you giving them Randy Arozarena?
Is he coming up?
And for a couple A-ball guys. For a couple
well, these might
guys
be really
and a
high,
player to be named.
Yeah, these might be really high-end prospects. But that's what I was saying. It's not going to cost an arm and a leg to just get an arm, a minor leaguer. It'll cost you nothing to get some arm. That's why I think they'll do it. But Randy Arozarena must have a contract coming up or something because for them to get rid of him right now at the age of 29 is, yeah, I mean, right now he's dirt cheap, $716,000.
Right now, that's it?
His contract is $716,000, and he is an arbitration 3 next year. I take it back. This year, he got a 1 year. No. That was old. He got a 1 year, $8 million deal.
Okay.
Yeah. He got a He got an $8 million deal, but he's got arbitration, and then so you have 2 years of pseudo club control with the arbitration. It's a really good move for the Mariners.
Well, he's also hitting .211 with a .712 OPS this year.
Well, that doesn't sound like
no.
If you think that he used steroids, which I obviously don't. But for people who do think steroids were used,
are you confusing him with Adolis, or are you?
No,
are you
I'm going to put it on anybody who. No,
here.
We get blamed for things that didn't exist, like buzzers. So I'll just put it on Chapman. I'll put it on Garcia. I'll put it on Arozarena. I'll put it on anybody who's beaten the Astros before. They must have been cheating too.
Well, speaking of cheating, did you see this? Have you seen? I gotta get to it. Have you seen the stats of Bobby Witt?
How good they are?
Well, home. He's got a 11%, 12% strikeout rate. Away, 21%. His walks to strikeouts are 0.8 at home, 0.18 on the road. His average is 414 at home, 270 on the road. His on-base, 468 to 304. Slugging, 738
at home. 468 to 304?
Yeah. 468 on base to 304 on base away.
468 on base at home?
Yeah.
Good
slugging,
Lord.
738 slugging at home, 440 on the road. 1,200 OPS to 744. Ain't nothing funny going on at Royal Stadium. Kauffman Stadium.
What
nothing
is that
funny going on?
That's like old school Colorado numbers.
Well, that's worse than any of the cheaters for the Astros in 17.
Well, are they any? Well, yeah, but you still have to see if there's any other players.
He might be the only one cheating. You don't know.
I don't think so.
You don't know
until he beats us. I'm not going to accuse him of cheating.
Stupid, ridiculous splits right there.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, how do you explain that? Maybe, because of the hitting background, or I just feel more comfortable at home. One question. Is he married with kids? He must not be. He must be single. and he's having a good time at home.
Yeah, a lot of times you have the good time on the road, but
right.
No, I don't think he's married. He's 24 years old. He's not married.
You don't know.
No, I do. I'm actually looking at it right now. He's not married.
He's single.
Well,
that's why he's got such. That's why he's so good at
home. Maybe it is.
Maybe we need to get him married so we don't have to worry about the Royals anymore.
Yeah. Let me know when I'm supposed to be worried about the Royals. Does it start today, or when is that a thing now? We worry about the Royals?
I don't know if you heard. In 2016, the Royals beat us and won the World Series.
God, that was so long ago. That was before COVID. I was still doing a show with Matt Thomas. That was so long ago.
It was long ago.
You were doing a show probably with Sean Salisbury. I mean, my goodness. We were worried about the Royals that long ago. James Harden was here.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yep.
CJ Stroud was like in junior high.
Was he? Was he in junior high yet?
Yeah, probably so.
Or maybe.
I mean, we're talking about 8 years ago when he's, what, 22 now? He'd have been like 14. He would have been a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about the Royals?
Yeah.
When CJ Stroud didn't even have hair under his arms? No thanks.
I'm sorry, but Bobby
Glad you stuck with arms.
Yeah,
thought that was going someplace else.
Yeah. What is Antonio Brown think about the hair?
Oh no, that's no.
Well, Wendy can't call in because she's getting on a plane, so it's open season. She's she's going to be on a plane for this whole show, so I don't care. My shibigitter is broke. All right, we got to talk about right now. We got to talk about MyBookie.
MyBookie.ag.
Promo code BET975. Listen, you got the Olympics. You want to bet on the Olympics? You got all the Olympic games that you want to bet on. You got to bet on them in the morning because they're competing right now, as a matter of fact, in France or whatever's happening. I mean, they got some problems over there in France. But here's the deal. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got baseball. You've got Olympics. You've got NFL futures, which is kind of a big deal. You got casino gambling. You got, listen, I'm here at my daughter's, and her husband is on MyBookie, and he's cashing out. He's playing blackjack. He's playing casino games where you can see the dealer actually throw you the cards. That is so much better than just the machine. You have no idea what monkey business is going on, but if you can see the dealer throwing you the cards, that's awesome. MyBookie.ag has it all. You got a signing bonus for just for coming in, and you're going to have you're going to be ready to get ready for this NFL season. What you want to bet on the futures? You want to bet on your team winning over 9.5 games? Let's go. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell.
Raise your hand if a Colombian host, Colombiana, came in and said hello to you. Well, I didn't see her say that to Dell.
Lance is such a...
I'll raise my hand.
Lance is such an awful person.
She said, where's John? John's on the road. John's not in today? And I said, nope.
So, Melissa Blanco, who some of you Twitch...
Power 104.5.
...know from when she comes in here.
And 105.3.
Shows up, and she's made a couple of appearances.
Meet the team, Lance.
Yeah, he never does. You don't either, for the record.
I know everybody at the station.
That's not true. She came in and said, hey, and then she looked through the glass. Hey, where's John? I said, oh, he's in Oklahoma City. And John, and Lance, because he's a terrible person, tried to make me feel bad by saying, oh, did she come say hi to you? I have Evan, the intern, as proof that she came in here hello.
When John's not here, you know I kind of play the role of John, too. Like, did she come say hi to you? That's something he would have said. So I kind of played the role of John.
You're the same guy. You're always awful. Don't blame John's lack of...
Thank you.
What's awful?
Being
thank
here.
You.
Everything's awful about you.
Thank you.
From
good
top
night.
Down.
Hey, we are closing in on the trade deadline, boys.
I know.
Hey, did you see the latest? Jameson Taylor and Eric Fetty are kind of... This is what you were looking for, Lance. And you know what? This is exactly what you were thinking about. Fetty was in Japan he was in Korea last year. And the White Sox signed him to a two-year $15 million deal, which is a little much for a mid-starter. And Taylor has been around forever. He's from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor would be nice. That would be okay. I
right?
wouldn't mind
that's
that.
What, that's experience. All I was saying. Like, guys like that are... And the Orioles are after him, too, by the way.
Yeah, but you know what? You're on the hook for 7.5 next year for for Fetty.
Big deal anyway. Well, I'm talking about...
No. I'm sorry. You're on the hook for 15.
Yeah. Well, Talen this year has... He's 7-5.
I'm sorry. It is 7.5 next year. 7.5 next year. That's my bet. Yep.
Okay. Well, Talen is 7-5 with a 296. Started 17 games. His whip is... You know, he's not a big strikeout pitcher. 100 innings pitched and 78 strikeouts, which is lower than the Astros usually, you know, go with. But he is, he's got a 1.14 whip. His career whip is 1.21. He's the kind of guy that exactly the kind of guy that I was thinking. He's 32 years old. He's probably not going to cost you an arm and a leg in terms of, although he's going to cost you a little bit more because you are going to have a team like the Orioles going after him as well. But if you went after a pitcher like that, that's exactly the kind of guy. Frankly, it's actually a little bit better, I think statistically at least, than I was thinking. But he's not, you know, he doesn't blow you away. His hits per innings pitch is not going to blow you away. Like, that's why he's on the market. They move off of some, they get out of some money, and then you've got a chance to pick up a guy who can, you know, bolster your starting rotation if you need. And yeah. And that would be a good move. Well, either one of those moves would be good moves to me. That's a move I almost think you have to make.
Do you see what they're trying to do? They're trying to add Montero to any deal.
Well, yeah.
As a salary dump.
Sure you are.
Yeah, but you're going to have to give up even more. I mean, this is a Brock.
Well, you may have to pay, you know, you may have to pay 50% of that.
Well, you might have, yeah. Well, maybe, yeah. You might have to pick up something.
I wouldn't give up.
Or you've got to give up. You've got to give up better prospects.
I'm not going to. I'll pick up. You know what? We'll dump it, and we'll pick up $6 million of that. Just get this bad luck guy off my team.
An Osweiler situation where you're just trying to get rid of the guy and the money, and you'll
and then what a disaster that
and
was.
Give them better players.
What a disaster that was.
Right.
Right. You wanted to get rid of us, so you give up draft picks? Don't. Yeah. Just pay. You're better off just paying the money.
How do you feel about yourself if you're traded to a team, you and a second rounder for nothing?
Yeah, like Osweiler?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, you're like, oh, I guess that didn't
work. I'll tell you how you feel. You feel like you're up in the broadcast booth doing college football games like he is now.
Yeah, that would be. You know what? That is what he's doing. He's playing golf and he's living a good life. I think he's up in Wyoming. I'm pretty sure he's a member of a club up in Wyoming. Good for him. Good on him. He got what? 40? How much did he get? What was Osweiler's contract? It was ridiculous.
I think it was like 17 a year. Yeah. At that time, that was good money.
That was money. That was money then.
Way back when in 2014, that was good money.
But it would be nice to get out of the Montero deal if you can get out of that money. It would be nice to get out of there and lower your cap, lower your number, so that whoever you bring on doesn't put you in another tax threshold. That would be really nice.
Yeah, and
that's why, the money.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why you may have to do that.
Well, and not only that, but you want to get out of Montero. I mean, that would be really, really nice to get out of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
So. We got some beef going on. This Cal Quantrill and Reese McGuire thing. Did you see?
There was some ugly things said by Quantrill to McGuire.
Yeah,
really.
Quantrill's
ugly.
With the Rockies, and
I knew that was
McGuire
his dad.
Is with the Red Sox.
So his dad is Paul Quantrill. It had to be. Former major leaguer Paul Quantrill is the dad of
Reese of Cal Reese, Quantrill
of Cal. Cal had some rough things to say.
Apparently, he struck him out. He struck out Reese McGuire, and then he got him to hit a fly ball to center, and he began to celebrate with a big yell, and McGuire didn't appreciate being shown up by Quantrill, which led to the confrontation. Apparently, Quantrill said, "You pleasured yourself in a bleeping parking lot, you dumb bleep."
Mm-hmm.
And I missed this story. Did Reese McGuire get arrested for enjoying himself for roughing up the suspect in a parking lot?
Well, as a matter of fact, John, let me read you the little story here. You bleeped off in a bleeping parking garage, you dumb bleep. McGuire was indeed arrested and charged with exposure of sexual organs in February 2020. I mean, that was, well, it's technically pre-COVID. We hadn't shut everything down when he played. Because I feel like if you did something in the middle of COVID, all sins are forgiven.
Because
you know,
it was COVID.
It was a different time. You're in the middle of COVID. But that February doesn't quite count.
While parked in a strip mall parking lot in Florida, McGuire was arrested in 2020 for pleasuring himself. McGuire was embarrassed and apologetic over the incident, and he continues to take insults from it.
Here's what the deputy asked him. If you're down at an apartment next to the stadium, why would you come to a parking lot just to pleasure yourself? A deputy asked him in an arrest, in footage of the arrest obtained by TMZ. I don't know, responded McGuire. He pleaded no contest to a second-degree misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct. That's one of those things that I would, you know, probably would have forgot about. But Quantrill must really hate him because
Quantrill didn't forget.
Yeah, no, he's had that loaded up for him. You whacked it in a parking lot, you dumb.
Listen, there are a lot of, and so the bench is cleared. There's a lot of guys you want to come to their defense, and you know, oh, you showing up my guy, or you came in high with your spikes, or you threw at him. I gotta defend the guy who was, you know, spanking Hank in a parking lot. This is what I got to do.
I know that's probably not your favorite thing. This is what the article says. But what really stands out in retrospect is Quantrill's lightning fast recall of the details of a mortifying moment that happened more than 4 years ago. Pitchers and catchers consider swing tendencies and first pitch aggression when they scout opposing hitters. But do they brush up on the most embarrassing moments of their opponents' lives as well? Perhaps what had been presumed to be baseball-only chatter during mound visits goes more like, let's start heater low and away. Called his teacher mom once and started singing during a Zoom meeting when he thought he was muted. Yeah, that was lightning. That, to me, you don't recall that. You've just got that loaded. You already don't like that guy.
No. You have something. There's something more there for you to be screaming that in the middle of a game.
You crapped in a tub of popcorn, idiot.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Right.
That was supposed to be our private conversation.
Well, on the radio?
Yeah.
You had a private conversation about that on the radio?
Yeah. Hey, why would you say that? That happened so many years ago. How do you have lightning fast recall? Because I don't like you.
Yeah. No, I had that loaded. It was loaded.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like he struck him out or Reese McGuire said anything to him.
No, he did strike him out, but he celebrated so hard that he needed to say that.
No, he flew out to center. It was a fly ball to center.
And, is that what it was? I thought he struck him out.
No, he flew.
He did that on a fly out? Oh, my God, he hates you.
He does not like you. He does not like you one bit. All right, you know who I like? I like Kent Jones. That's who I like. Kent Jones is a guy who is going to save you money. You know, I hear a lot of guys, I'll save you money. Oh, really? Okay, Kent Jones does this every day. Kent Jones does this for a living. Kent Jones, for 30 years, has been in this city shopping mortgages for people. He's working his ass off to get you the best mortgage you could possibly get. Are you a veteran? You get a VA loan? Do you want a Fannie Mae, a Freddie Mac, an FHA? Whatever it is. Okay, you can afford to buy a house, people. This is something that you can do. If you're paying rent to someone, that's the dumbest stuff. You're just making them rich. You are not building any wealth. When you buy a home, you're starting to build wealth, okay? And listen, I know the interest rates are high, but you can refi, and Kent Jones will do that for you as well. He'll do it all, and he'll save you thousands of dollars. He's going to work his ass off for you to make sure that you get the best loan that you can possibly get. He knows all of the different hacks. He knows all of the different ways to save money. He's been doing it for 30 years. People, if you're going to buy a home, there's one place. Or you want a scenario quote. How much is it going to cost me? He will give that to you as well. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 703-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's talk a little Texans. Texans commenter put this out on Twitter. So we're gonna just use a little Texans commenter.
Yeah, well, it was an audio. It's an audio clip. D'Amico, mic'd up.
Mic'd up.
And yeah. I don't know where this originally aired, but he's the one who grabbed it.
It's from the Texans account. He just grabbed it, but it's officially from the Texans account.
Oh, from Houston. Texans. That's right, because it said every snap matters or something like that. So it was from the Texans account.
Okay, so, they had mic'd up, and he's watching a play. He's behind the play, and he's watching a play, and he makes reference to number 14.
I had to go to the roster and say, who is 14? And then I saw it. I'm like, oh, this
makes sense. He says Mari during it. So I didn't know that's what they call Kamari Lassiter. It's Kamari Lassiter. He's wearing number 14. And here is D'Amico loving on what Kamari Lassiter is doing at practice.
Way to finish! Way to finish! Way to finish, 14! Way to finish! That kid freaking compete every snap. Love it. Love it. Every snap. Love it. There you go, Mari. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, that's D'Amico. That's D'Amico in a soundbite. That's D'Amico.
Yeah.
That competitive nature, and D'Amico wants to find dogs. I know it's going to be cliche. You hear that all the time, but that's what Kamari Lassiter's competitive nature is really high, really, really high. And that's why D'Amico, you know, I think that's one of the things that made D'Amico love him on tape. He's 180 some odd pounds, but I had no doubt that he could play in at slot, because a big part of playing slot now is being able to defend the run. That's not a problem for him. He's more than willing, but they've got him outside because they think he can handle it physically and speed wise. And man, he is just really, he is just a super competitive guy. I mean, he played for Kirby Smart, just like Nick said, and Kirby learned from Nick. In Alabama and Georgia, you're going to get guys who are going to be highly competitive by nature, and that's what we saw with D'Amico there. That's his guy now. That's his guy.
Well, man, and everything that Kamari Lassiter is saying at practice, all of his sound bites, you know, it looks like his work ethic. If a coach is commenting on you at practice as a rookie like that, that is, you know what, that dude's going to be on the field and he's going to be making a contribution. He's doing everything right. That's awesome. I got to tell you, we got some good GMs here now. I mean, what Rafael Stone, his drafting ability and his ability to see talent, and you got to give it up for Nick. Nick is fantastic. He's finding a lot of gems. Even a little bit later, with the hand that he got dealt the first couple of years with the draft picks, and you know, just in the Deshaun situation, but what he's done, wow!
I think some of it too, though, for the last 2 years has been D'Amico's and Slowick's impact on saying these are the kind of guys we want. I mean, I think there's a very distinct philosophy now at play. I think the Texans have for a long time not had great philosophy on what kind of players they wanted to draft. I think that was one of the biggest problems we had through the Gary Kubiak era. And they had a philosophical offense, but they were okay at getting those guys offensively. But man, they know, D'Amico knows exactly what his defensive players are supposed to look like, and Bobby Slowick knows what his offensive players are supposed to look like. And that makes life way easier on Nick Caserio, where he's not trying to have to figure it out. Like, D'Amico's got very specific types he likes. Very specific.
Well, even before he got here, though, he brought in Nico. He brought in Stingley, Petrie. Pierce was good until the offense wasn't any good for him anymore. Even before D'Amico got here, he had some.
No, he had some. I would say the Davis Mills draft wasn't that great, but he had Nico was a good one. Stingley up to this point has been, it's still incomplete, no matter what you say. I mean, it's incomplete. There was no first year, and second year he played half the year, played really well half the year. We can't say Jalen Green hasn't gotten it done when he plays half a year, but but Byron Stingley has gotten it done when he plays half a year. That's not consistent. Like, you got to play a whole year. You got to play a whole year before we crown
Jalen
your
Green's
ass.
On the court and not getting it done. Stingley was hurt, not getting it done. That's
well, it's
big 4 years
in a row, though, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
You well, gotta, you still have to play. It doesn't matter.
Only, he's only been here for two.
Do you get it done or not? Well, he still has a history of not staying healthy. He's got to be, still has to prove that.
Yeah. Well, Jalen Green's a bad example. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see. Jalen Petrie, I'm not all that thrilled, but he's been a starter since day one. So neither here nor there. They're doing a fantastic job of drafting, finding talent, and even a little bit later in the draft, finding guys. You mentioned the slot and, you know, where Lasseter might play and what they might do. I think Lasseter is probably going to be outside, I think. But who's going to be inside offensively? Bobby Slowick was on Greenlight with the Long Brothers.
Yeah.
And asked about Diggs and how he might help the offense. And here's what Bobby Slowick had to say.
One thing I think that people underrate with Diggs is how good of a ball-in-hands player he is. He is a very, very good runner when he has the rock. So I think even just me going into it before he wound up coming here and I was watching the film, I knew he could run routes. I knew he was he had elite ball skills down the field for sure. He can track it better than most anyone I've been around. And he knows how to play off defenders to finish. But I was not expecting what I saw once he caught the ball. And there were a lot of underneath catches he had that I think most receivers in the NFL were probably getting 10 yards on, and Steph was taking them to the house, or he was taking them for 25. Or, you know, it was a throw he caught at 4 yards that probably most guys would get 6, and he got 12. And how big of a deal that is for us in this offense, like the difference between 2nd and 4 and 2nd and 1, or you know, 2nd and 7 and 1st and 10. Like for us, that's everything. You know, the more we can stay on track, we really believe in what we can do as far as being efficient until we can get an explosive. So I really enjoy that part of his game.
This is what I wrote about him when he came out. This was years ago. Doesn't possess the strength or long speed to make a living as an outside receiver, but can be an extremely effective weapon from the slot as a pro, turning short third down throws into first downs. Diggs can make things happen when he has the ball in his hands and could become a consistent, productive weapon for the right offensive coordinator. I remember watching him at Maryland. This is what he did. They threw the ball to him, and he was awesome with yards after the catch. Awesome. Keenan McCardell was his coach at Maryland, and Keenan loved the guy, absolutely loved the guy. And he said, I can tell you this, get the ball in his hands, and he's a different kind of football player. That's what, you know, that's actually when he came out, what he was known for was his yards after catch. And it's kind of funny to hear Bobby Slowick. I actually kind of forgot about it up to this point, but listening to Bobby Slowick talk about it, that's such a huge, huge thing in the NFL that not enough people take into account, you know, the ability to turn 8 into 18, or the ability to turn a 7-yard run, you know, a 7-yard catch into a touchdown, a 27-yard touchdown. Like, that's massive. That's creating chunk plays with your ability as a running back. In essence, you get the ball in your hands, you're now a running back, and man, Diggs is good at that. Tank is good at that too. Tank's really good at that.
Yeah. No. We got guards after. We got some yak, okay?
We got some yak. Yak is not a problem.
Although we don't have that at running back, yards after contact.
I think Joe Mixon was
like one of the worst in the league last year.
Oh, was he? Well, Damian Pierce is a good yak guy. I just don't know if he'll play.
No, but I don't. I think I saw a stat where Joe Mixon was not good. It wasn't good. But we're not to worry, because he's not going to get touched till he's about 6-7 yards down the field. So we're not worried about that. Not worried in the least. Hey, there's a little media beef going on. We'll talk about on the other side. A little skirmish brewing. A little brouhaha on Twitter. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking about Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing. We're talking about our guy. We really, really, really like Billy Brown. We like him as a person, and we like the way that he goes about it. I love when it's a family-owned business, and you know, the owner's right there setting the tone for the philosophy of the business. We're not going to come in. We're not charging you just to show up at your house and give you an estimate. You know, other plumbers are doing that. You know, the plumbing game has got a bad reputation, and Billy's trying to change that, and he's trying to give you the best quality workmanship and service that he can possibly give you, Lance. And he does this every day.
He does it every day because he understands that, you know, a plumbing issue is a major, major concern for you, and it needs to be handled in a fast manner, and it needs to be done, you know, with great transparency. And that's something he takes very seriously, being transparent with the pricing, with what the issue is, and what the work is that is being done. And it's an extremely trustworthy company with great pricing who, you know, you can lock in on them and you're good to go. That's what we love about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Before we get to the hate, let's give a little love out. The 2024 Hunters Extravaganza is here. Go see the newest in hunting products, clothing, rifles, knives, and more. The 2024 Hunters Extravaganza is August 2nd through the 4th, and we are giving away a pair of tickets at 8 o'clock. A pair of tickets at 8 o'clock. Just call in 713-780-3776. It'll be caller 8 at 8. You want a pair of tickets to the Hunters Extravaganza. And if you go on Friday next week, you'll be able to see Gallant and George and the Killer Bees there. They're going to be broadcasting live from 12 to 6. Caller 8 at 8 o'clock for those Hunters Extravaganza tickets.
There is, before John gets to his beef, there is a concern brewing here in the city. And I don't know. We've had a lot of rain. Brian wants to know, is there a hurricane coming we don't know about? Because J.G. Cruz only leaves in emergencies. John, did Wendy tell you something about weather that we need to know about as a city?
No. I am not J.G. Cruz. Okay. I am in Oklahoma with my daughter and her daughter and my son-in-law, and that is, I just wanted to spend a nice long weekend with them, and then I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday, and then I got to head to L.A., but no, there's no impending hurricane where okay. I'm ditching the
you
city.
You will tell us, though, won't you?
I don't do that. I'm a man of the people. I will stand there strong.
Will you tell us if there is one coming?
Flies through our city. Was okay. I not there 2 weeks ago for Beryl? Was I not at home?
Yeah, you
suffering
were here.
Like everyone else.
Of course,
with
you
no
also. Of course, they also thought it was going west, and it took a northerly turn late. So,
yeah, no, I
would
knew
have been
all along
on a jet out of here. Had
I known. Knew all along it was coming. Okay, I got inside information.
Who's beefing, John? Who in the city of Houston?
So
is beefing
I don't
right
know.
Now?
I don't know who Chris Baldwin is.
Chris Baldwin is the guy who famously called J.J. Watt. A pizza boy at one point because he delivered pizzas. He said the draft pick was terrible.
Oh, wait. Here's the story. Okay. Chris Baldwin works for Paper City. Okay, now.
Yeah.
Apparently, he worked for Culture Map in the past.
He's been known as a bit of a hater in the past.
Okay. Well, he called Joseph Duarte out and a headline that says he called him out and says Oliver Luck is not a candidate for the University of Houston athletic director job, a Paper City exclusive, because Joseph Duarte a couple of weeks ago apparently mentioned in a tweet that he was that Oliver Luck was a candidate. Okay, and for the record, Joseph Duarte said, I received the same text from Oliver Luck a few days after I mentioned his name. Oliver Luck told him I'm not a candidate. Okay. About 2 weeks ago, actually, have the receipts. Did I feel the need to put it out there? No, I haven't mentioned his name since, and it's never been in any Houston Chronicle web or story. So Joseph Duarte says to Chris Baldwin, because Chris Baldwin is refuting a tweet of Joseph Duarte's, since you've been dying for attention, Chris Baldwin, there's a difference between a tweet and an official report. Never said Oliver Luck was a candidate. Unlike when you reported Dana Holgorsen was not on the hot seat and would be back as head coach. Have you even acknowledged Willie Fritz was hired? Also look forward to your article when J.J. Watt is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Here are the headlines of Chris Baldwin's stories.
Wait, hold on. Did Duarte bust out headlines on him?
Headlines. Paper City. Tillman Fertitta looks forward to Dana Holgorsen's second season in Big 12. UH's billionaire believer says expectations will be higher next year for Houston's still chosen coach. And then a culture map story from 2011. Texans will rue the night they took pizza boy J.J. Watt over Nick Fairley, Houston lover. Yeah, I don't know that they're ruining the night that they took pizza boy. I don't know that I know Dana's no longer the head coach, and he that story. I mean, Tillman did, now in all fairness, Tillman did say that he wanted Dana back.
Well, in all fairness, Chris Baldwin has had to eat those words for many years through many people.
Right.
But Duarte hadn't gotten his licks in.
I mean,
and that's what happens when you say things like that. Now, granted, most of the times in most areas, you're not the headline writer for culture or for Paper City or Culture Map, whoever he wrote that for at the time, he probably was the headline writer. That one probably did come from him in a smaller organization. They'll rue the day it was one of the worst takes that has
ever
existed.
That's a bad take.
I mean, I give him credit for going out on a limb and trying to shoot his shot. But when you do that, it's going to live forever, especially when the guy is a first ballot Hall of Fame.
So I clicked on the Paper City article that suggests that Oliver Luck is not a candidate. I'm trying to figure out what would prompt Joseph Duarte to take this type of action, because we hear reports and then another publication might refute a report, and it doesn't always lead to a back and forth. So he does reference the Chronicle article, I'm assuming written by Duarte.
Was it an article that
a report?
Joseph said it was a tweet, not a report.
So, but in this world that we live in, and yeah, sure, he's a traditional journalist, so he's going to dispute it. But at this point, a tweet, how we gather our news, kind of feels like a report for most people. Now, it may not be the case, but when people see a tweet from an accredited person, they're like, oh, there's some real backing behind that.
Well, Joseph, since he did hear from Oliver right away, he should have put in there, he should have retracted it, if you want to know the truth. I mean, Oliver Luck says he's not a candidate, so I'm going to go with that. So I apologize for the earlier. And then maybe Chris Baldwin doesn't go, whatever.
Retracted a tweet?
Pardon? He doesn't what?
You said he should have retracted a tweet?
A tweet that suggested Luck was a name
suggested
to
Luck.
You don't have
Luck
to do that. You just delete it later.
Deleted.
When you get too much heat, unless somebody screen capped you.
No, or you can say, well, I heard it from the horse's mouth. He's not a candidate. So there you have it. You know, I mean, it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to be wrong, and I've been wrong on tweets before. And oh well, you gotta live up to it.
So
we
gotta pick a side. That's how this all works. Who do we side with, Baldwin or Duarte?
Well, I'm going Kendrick.
Well, Duarte
Kendrick's
went
not
full
involved.
Baldwin went full Cal Quantrill on him.
Hold on. Every beef you
Duarte
said there's a Kendrick and there's a Drake. Who is the Kendrick in this, and who is the Drake?
No. You don't have to.
You have to now. It's a Kendrick or a Drake.
There's a Quantrill and there's a McGuire.
Yeah, but McGuire didn't even say anything. I don't even know. He hasn't even released a diss track.
Well, but Joseph was ready with these headlines. He had them captured. He was ready to throw them. I mean,
he's
he
never
was ready to
Baldwin.
Fire.
This had to be. It's more than just
he's
a
never
report or a. Oh, it's just a tweet. This is a long-standing thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And he
probably said,
since you like attention, which suggests he hasn't Baldwin's the cut of that guy's jib for
I'm
a while
off,
now.
I mean, Baldwin was pretty, I wasn't a big fan. I don't think I've ever had any direct interaction, but not enough for me to really say anything. And he's been off the radar, from my radar, for a little while now, so it doesn't, but.
So you're siding with Duarte.
Joseph Duarte was ready, like he's wanted to say this for a while. Kind of like when Kendrick had basically written bars about Drake for years because he's hated him for years. And when the time came up, he was ready to release his diss tracks. And he had receipts. It's the same.
I feel like,
obviously, Duarte is Kendrick.
I feel like there's an entire generation of people asking Lance to stop talking about the Kendrick-Drake beef. Like, hey, leave that alone. We don't want you to.
I don't care. You don't get to own it. You're not like me.
Del, do you feel like you feel like he's a white guy trying to get into a black situation?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, they're the two of the biggest artists in the world, so it's not specific to black or white, but it's maybe more specific to Lance that I don't like.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I make you uncomfortable because I know what happened in that. Ooh. Kendrick hated him forever, and he had bars written years in advance.
I don't like you reading up on it and talking like an expert about it.
I am an expert on it. On Kendrick or Drake. I went in a rabbit hole and I did a lot of studying on this. And I've even seen some videos that my daughter's shown me, or actually my son showed me, where, Dad, did you even know what these lyrics meant? And they're so sneak dissed that you can't even, like, holy crap, Kendrick, it truly is a poet.
See, I'm not sure if it's the tone of him talking about it or just him reciting the facts. There's just something bothersome about it.
Yeah,
no,
I knew you wouldn't like it.
John, you
probably. Reciting the facts. He even said that, John. He said, I don't know if I like him reciting the facts. He doesn't like me speaking on this because he doesn't like, he thinks I'm getting out of line.
Listen, there's a tone that
you can't speak on Caitlin Clark.
That's fine.
That's white folks' business.
Don't worry. I don't care enough. I don't really don't care. You know what
doesn't happen? That's white folks' business, Caitlin Clark.
You know what doesn't happen from 10 to 12? Caitlin Clark conversations. It doesn't happen. It doesn't. Yeah.
Why not? Your show would be so much better if you got some Caitlin Clark in there.
You don't have to instruct me not to talk about Caitlin Clark. I'm more than fine.
Get some Caitlin Clark stuff going on in your show. It's so much better when you do
maybe
it.
Your show would be more popular. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do people enjoy it when we talk about it on this show?
Yeah, you love it.
They either love it or hate it. That's the point. Yes. Has Skip Bayless taught you nothing?
Thankfully, no.
You've got to love or hate something. And Stephen A., you got to. It's one or the other. They taught you that's the way you do
John, you know, if I started like waxing poetic about Xander Schauffele or Mike Weir, whatever it feels like when he's talking about Drake.
But he's got a little more information about that than you do about golf. So
no, I know that
he's got a little more credibility.
No,
don't forget he watched the history of rap. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
How can I forget? It was part of the show for like 2 weeks. I remember.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great. 97.5 is a proud partner for Houston Restaurant Week.
A minor. Remember that part, Drake?
2024.
What did you call me?
It's time to raise some money for the Houston Food Bank. For you, it's simple. You dine out, do good. Choose from over 400 restaurants to visit for lunch or dinner. Select from their prefixed menus. And a portion of the proceeds goes to the Houston Food Bank. Plus, you're supporting local restaurants. It starts August 1st, runs through September 2nd. Go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com for all the participating. This is when you get to go to really nice places and affordably do it. So this is a great thing. Go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com and see all the restaurants. And this is a great time to take advantage of that. Let's go. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. I want to talk about TPC Industrial right now. Those are my guys. My man Houston, he might be out there right now getting a job done somewhere. It's what they do. I know Archie's working. A lot of times I don't know about Houston, but I do know Archie's working because that's what he do. I do know that they have everything that you need in the PVF hose and fitting industry, okay? You got a job. Gas and oil. You're building something. You're trying to whatever. You're trying to get that gas. You're trying to get that oil, and you don't have the right parts. You need pipes or valves or fittings or flanges or forged steel or whatever couplings, whatever, and you can't get them. And your company that's your supplier is not getting it to you. Well, guess what? These guys will. These guys will get it to you. This is what they depend on, service, fast service, around the surrounding areas, a full state-of-the-art distribution center that has product in stock. And if they don't have it, they're going to find it right away and get it to your job site on time. Because if you don't have your stuff on site on time, you're wasting money. You're wasting man hours, and you don't want that. TPC Industrial. 346-226-3866, 346-226-3866, or TPCINDL.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.